Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster and there's no exit button? Well, trust me, you're not alone. That feeling of being overwhelmed by our own thoughts and feelings is something we all experience. But what if I told you that understanding how our brains actually process emotions could be the key to finally taking control of that emotional roller coaster? Welcome to Calm Over Chaos. Stoic Mindset Shifts for Peace, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of the human mind and explore practical ways to cultivate inner peace even amidst life's inevitable chaos. Today, we're talking about something super intriguing, the science behind how our brains process emotions. Buckle up, folks, because this is going to blow your mind. Now, I know what you're thinking. Science and emotions? Isn't that a little too textbook for me? But bear with me, because this isn't just dry academic jargon. This is about understanding the very wiring of our brains, the biological symphony that orchestrates every feeling we experience from pure joy to bone-chilling fear. You know that feeling when you get butterflies before a big presentation? With a rush of adrenaline after escaping a near miss? That's your brain doing its thing, firing off neurochemicals like dopamine and serotonin, creating a whole internal fireworks display. So, what can we learn from this? Well, first off, understanding how our brains work helps us see emotions not as something random or uncontrollable. It's like realizing that your car doesn't just run on magic, it's governed by specific mechanics. Once you know those mechanics, you can start to influence the way things run. Secondly, we learn about emotional regulation, how we can actually train our brains to respond to situations more calmly and effectively. It's not about suppressing emotions, because that's like trying to silence a screaming child, it just makes things worse. Instead, it's about learning how to manage those emotional waves, riding them without being swept away by their intensity. Think of it like surfing. You know the wave is coming, but instead of panicking and getting wiped out, you use your skills and knowledge to ride it smoothly, even enjoying the adrenaline rush along the way. That's what emotional regulation is all about, mastering the waves of life with grace and resilience. And guess what? This isn't just theoretical mumbo-jumbo. There are proven techniques backed by science that we can actually implement in our daily lives. Practices like mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing exercises, and cognitive reframing, they literally rewire your brain to respond to stress more calmly and effectively. It's like giving your mind a workout, strengthening its emotional muscles over time. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, and your mind is spiraling with thoughts of being late and missing an important meeting. You start feeling that familiar knot in your stomach, your heart racing, and your blood pressure rising. Now, instead of getting caught up in the chaos, try this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on inhale and exhale. Acknowledge those stressful thoughts without judgment, then gently shift your focus to something else, maybe a soothing song on the radio or a beautiful sunset view outside your car window. By consciously choosing to direct your attention, you're effectively interrupting the negative thought loop and calming your nervous system. So remember, folks, understanding how our brains process emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our feelings in a healthy way. This gives us the power to respond to life's challenges with clarity, resilience, and even a bit of joy along the way. Here are three key takeaways to remember from today's episode. 1. Our emotions are not random, they are driven by complex neurological processes that we can learn to understand. 2. We have the power to regulate our emotions through practices like mindfulness, deep breathing, and cognitive reframing. 3. Cultivating emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly learning, growing, and becoming more aware of ourselves and our responses to the world around us. So, what are you waiting for? Start exploring these concepts today. Take the first step towards mastering your emotional landscape and unlocking a life of greater peace and fulfillment. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the message of Calm Over Chaos together. See you in the next episode, and keep those minds strong and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.